Hello everyone, my name is Eunjun. I'm a FOSS enthusiast, PostmarketOS trusted contributor, and SXMO co-maintainer. I've been contributing to the PostmarketOS ecosystem since 2020, and it's my favorite thing to hack on. You can find links for all the stuff I mentioned in a blog post on my website, momi.ca. So the beginning of PostmarketOS. PostmarketOS is a standard Linux distribution. It's based on Alpine Linux. The project originally started with wanting to install an environment that's very similar to what you would have on Fedora or Ubuntu on your desktop or laptop onto your Android phone. So it's a standard Linux distribution on a phone form factor with USB modem for calls, text, and mobile data. You can install desktop GIMP, desktop Firefox, have a regular Unix-like file hierarchy, use rsync to copy files over, SSH, and you can basically do anything on your phone that you would do on your Linux desktop or server. Provided you use a Linux laptop or desktop, there's no need to learn any new apps. Anything you know carries over to all your devices. And there are similar projects to PostmarketOS for mobile phones like Mobian and Arch Linux ARM. And in fact, today we have a flood of insecure devices such as smart TVs, smartwatches, and PostmarketOS can be used to improve user freedom on these devices. So very quickly, we support a variety of user interfaces, everything from GNOME to Plasma Mobile to tiling window managers are supported, like SXMO. And in fact, you can install PostmarketOS on wearables like watches, and for that, we support Asteroid UI, which is a free software UI for watches. Since we also support devices that have the form factor of a TV box, we support entertainment UI called Kodi. To get Linux distribution on all these devices, we have developed a tool called PM Bootstrap. We say PostmarketOS boots on over 500 devices. Boots means it boots up and loads the Linux kernel, and that's pretty much it, and everything from Wi-Fi to the display doesn't work. But then there's something like the OnePlus 6 where almost everything works except for the camera. Now back to the install process. On these smart devices, TVs, phones, etc., each device requires its own special workflow. Moreover, this workflow changes depending on the host Linux distribution and requires a lot of manual steps, and any guides we write would quickly go out of date. So we used to have a bunch of shell scripts, and these shell scripts that PostmarketOS started with evolved into PM Bootstrap written in Python. So PostmarketOS, based on Alpine Linux, and the Alpine Linux mini root FS is 9.1 megabytes. Because Alpine is so small, PM Bootstrap will build images for your device in Alpine change roots. PM Bootstrap will allow you to easily include in your image any custom patches, kernels, or packages you may be developing. PM Bootstrap can set up different change routes for any experiment a developer may be working on. Ccache and compilation toolchain is all set up and automated and managed by PM Bootstrap. The different flashing methods for all these different devices is abstracted away into universal commands and common code paths. All this makes it easy for users and developers to reproduce the issues and successes other users and developers have had on these over 500 devices. Cool. So PostmarketOS uses a very simple APK build format for packaging, which is shown on your left. The beginning of this file is just some metadata, version, where to get the source tarball, and dependencies. The metadata is followed by shell commands that build, check, and package the program files. To package the build artifacts, you install the build artifact into the package directory, and abuild will make the package archive. This process is very similar to Arch Linux. Firmware files, device kernels, device-specific configuration, and actual applications like Firefox, mobile configuration, are built using these APK build files. The APK build files and the few patches needed to build the images in PostmarketOS is available in a single Git repo called PMA ports. Patching is temporary, and we try to upstream everything we can to standard Linux. When initializing an image, you will be asked a series of questions on how you would like your image to be built. whether you want stable or rolling release, what device you have. So PM Bootstrap can load the device-specific configuration firmware. And components for Wi-Fi management and audio are easily swappable in post-market OS via PM Bootstrap. The SSH settings are set up so that SSH is available and works out of the box. Additionally, PM Bootstrap can enable full disk encryption on your install medium, and you can choose between Extended 4, F2FS, and ButterFS file systems. You can generate a post-market OS image to run in a QMU virtual machine. This allows you to test your work during development or automate testing using something like OpenQA. We also support generated images for ARM 64-bit, x86 64, PowerPC 64, and RISC-V64 QMU emulators. And it's super easy, it's just two commands. One of the advantages of the Linux distribution model over Android is that you don't need to build a massive image for every change you want to make. Moreover, if you want to change one package in the image, you only have to rebuild the package that you've changed. Once a package has been built locally using cross-compilation, which is also very easy, you can remotely sideload that package onto your device via SSH. PM Bootstrap will put cross-compiled packages in a local directory. If you want to run a build server with PM Bootstrap handling the cross-compilation, all you need to do is point a web server to serve the files from that local directory. PM Bootstrap is so useful that when developing the Linux kernel, some developers consider it a core part of their kernel development workflow, even when they're not working on post-market OS directly. Since the toolchain with cross-compilation is automatically installed with same defaults in a reproducible Alpine change root, it's easy to sideload. It's easier to get up and running with kernel development quickly using PM Bootstrap. Each Android device has a boot image, and PM Bootstrap can analyze this using PM Bootstrap boot image analyze. This command will read the boot image and help you when you're porting your new Android device over. Moreover, this command can provide you with information on how the Android device actually works. The kconfig PM Bootstrap subcommand will easily allow you to migrate older kconfigs to newer versions, newer kernel versions. Moreover, the project keeps a YAML file that maps kernel options to features that users would want. So you can use kconfig check and the kconfig check PM Bootstrap subcommand and check that your kernel config has not regressed because of an unset option. So in conclusion, PM Bootstrap is a great way to simplify your toolchain and create reproducibility in your development and ship new images to your customers. Again, the sources are on my blog post. And we have a table, so if you want to come and ask questions, that's cool too. Thank you.